Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Words from the Heart by Bernadette Williams is a simple and straightforward book. A book of poems expressing love, pain, joy, inspiration, encouragement, and hope to any soul that needs encouragement as well as strength. Just looking at the book cover, a beautiful waterfall will lift one's spirit with great peace. Words from the Heart are words spoken in a unique way, just to say that love will penetrate every broken heart and cover multitudes of sin, as well as healing one's soul and making them whole. Bernadette shares her life experiences, disappointments, pain, hurt, fear, life's ups and downs. And Bernadette Williams, author of Words from the Heart, is our guest on This Week in America. Bernadette, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick Bratton. I'm glad to be with each and every one of you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us on the program to talk about this book, so well done and touching so many people, Words from the Heart. Let's start, first of all, with the inspiration for the story. This is a story where you share ups and downs to help other people. What was the inspiration to write this book of poems, Words from the Heart?
Well, the inspiration of writing the book, Words from the Heart, I had two children that I was going through with their illnesses. And me experiencing their pain and my pain, it gave me the inspiration to write the book, to express my feelings and hurt through the book, and to just let people know that when you start expressing your heart and start writing, it releases anxiety, pain, and all other things that you're going through. And that was one of the inspiration of writing the book, just to let my children know that I was there for them, I loved them, and to release my pain.
Yes.
And that was the inspiration of writing this book.
In reading reviews, you were touching so many people, as I say, in a very positive way because you wrote the book. Writing the book, what did this do for you? What impact did this have on Bernadette as you were writing the book? Was this good for you, too? Was this something you needed to do?
Yes, it was. It was very good for me. It lifted me up inside. It lifted my spirit up. It gave me the encourage to go on, to move on, not to give up, not to break down and stop living. So it gave me inspiration to live and just to write.
Yes.
So just writing, it was just exploring my pain in me. So just writing it was just helping me.
And it showed you
each and every day.
Yes, and it showed you what you've been through and where you are now, to the point of finding that peace you were looking for and offering your inspiration to other people, the journey that you went on. The book is Words from the Heart. Bernadette Williams is our guest on the program, the author. How did you come up with the title Words from the Heart? How did that come about?
I was in the hospital after my daughter had surgery. You know, I would bring my paper with me and just write. And Words from the Heart just came to me, because it's words coming from my heart, coming from not my spirit inside me. It was that's where it came from.
It's so appropriately named. Yeah, Words from the Heart. These are thoughts and feelings and words expressed by Bernadette. Where is the book available? I'm sure it's at Amazon and all of the usual places, and we'll have a link for that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Where's the best place to purchase Words from the Heart?
Well, right now, it's definitely, it's international. Supreme Media Corporation, you know, I'm involved with them.
Yes.
And they have my book international marketing now, and they are doing a movie adaptation on it. But you can purchase it at Amazon and internationally and some of their bookstores. Supreme Media is marketing it internationally.
Yes.
So they are moving it forward to a new level.
Well, that's fantastic, so, because it's people here in the United States and people all across the world, literally across the world, will be able to read your words and learn from them and apply them to their lives. You know, I mentioned not only are you moved by reading your words and the poetry in your book, if you look at the cover alone, you start feeling this calmness. It's a beautiful color. Explain what's on the cover of the book and why you chose that.
Why I chose waterfalls?
Well, I love that.
Water is so calming. It's calm to the soul, to the spirit. And all this happened after my daughter came out of surgery. It was like I was seeing a waterfall. And my heart just said, a waterfall. And words from the heart. And when I was seeing the waterfall, it was just bringing peace to me. So I said, well, that's going to be it, the waterfalls.
Well, it's a beautifully done. Well, yes, you look at those and the shot that you have there, that scene, and there's a tranquility that comes over you as you're watching that. And then, of course, you read in the book and it comes across you even more so, this piece that Bernadette is talking about that she found in her life. I tried sort of doing a summarization of the book. What exactly is Words for the Heart about? Describe the book in your words for us, please.
Well, the Words from the Heart is it's a poetry book, but it's not just in poetry. It's expression my life. So it's giving details in each poetry of my life. So that's what it's basically doing. And it's giving peace and inspiration to whatever you're going through. So I'm more or less expressing my thoughts, what I was going through at that moment and have gone through, and putting it in poetry words to express my feelings and thoughts. Am I explaining that?
Yes, I fully understand that, and it's a gift that you have to be able to do this in poetry form. Talk about that. When did you develop an interest in poetry and realize that you were good at expressing yourself with poetry, which in some cases is so much more impactful than just writing in prose? Poetry has a way of capturing our attention and emotions as we read it. When did you realize you enjoyed and were good at writing poetry?
I realize it, you know, I'm more or less realize it experiencing my demise of my children, experiencing their sicknesses and their suffering and pain. And we both, it just brought it out. So it was through hurt and pain I found my gift.
Our guest on the program is Bernadette Williams. Her book is Words from the Heart. You'll find the book at the usual places, direct you to Amazon.com, and we'll have a link, information on Bernadette, the book, and the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Is your book, Words from the Heart, transformed into a synopsis?
Yes, it has. Yes. Supremia Media is working on my book, Words from the Heart, into a synopsis and a Hollywood film adaptation. And in addition to that, I have another book coming out, and this book is called Expression of Poetry. So it's more or less like a continuation of Words from the Heart, but it's in a higher...
Yes.
Higher expression. But it's similar to the same, because it's poetry.
You know,
it's still expressing feelings, emotions, inspiration, love, joy, peace. So it's doing all of that.
You have such a gentle way of making us feel comfortable as you're talking, and then we can reflect on our lives. This has to be an exciting time for you. You've got the success of Words from the Heart. You're helping so many people. And you've got other projects you're working on as well. This has to be a very exciting time for you.
Yes, it is. I'll tell you the truth. When Supreme Media contacted me through email, you know, everything was like laying dormant, but then they brought it back out.
That's just amazing. They saw the talent there and the words of wisdom that you have. And sometimes it just takes one person like that to spend a little time doing some research, looking and finding that that book out there that can touch so many people in a positive way. When do you think the next book will be available? Are you finished with that or still working on it?
It's finished. It's being published as we speak now.
So it should
be out the end of this month.
Well, that's fantastic.
The expression of poetry. So I'm telling you, Supreme Media got me started. They lift me up and brought this gift back out on me.
Well, and it's exciting.
Me the inspiration to just continue more. And since then, I've not just written that one, I've other ones too. I've just been writing.
Well, you encourage so many people, and this has done so much for you in opening you up and sharing your experiences. Let's talk just very briefly about some of the experiences. I mentioned life's ups and downs. You had really significant downs, didn't you? You had difficulties that a lot of people don't bounce back from. Briefly, what were some of the very difficult parts of the life that you went through that you address in Words from the Heart?
Well, one of my experience, you know, I had identity theft for 9 years. Someone stole my identity for 9 years, and I found out after 9 years. And then my divorce, you know, that took a toll out on me, and just a lot of mishaps and just being... Those situations caused me to have ups and downs in life and other things. Well, one of them, yes, sir?
Yeah, go ahead, finish. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, please.
Yes, it was that being my identity being stolen, being arrested, and... being with a person for so long and your relationship didn't work out. It's just a lot of things, you know. Not just, that was some of it. And the demise of my children, my two children that passed away. And
I don't know
that just about killed me.
Well, and I don't know how you bounce back from that. And you'll find Bernadette's strength in her words, in Words from the Heart. When you go through all of that, these would leave a lot of people bitter and scarred for life in a very negative sense. You learned how to experience love, forgive, have compassion. Talk about that journey. How difficult was it for you to get to that point to be able to adjust this and to love, forgive, and have compassion?
Well, it wasn't easy, with the help of God. He helped me, and with the help of other nice people, God working through other nice people. So that's how I got through it. I got through it being in church and the help of God and the people that he have put in my life, because there's very nice people out here that really cares about others. So I have to give God the credit and other people that he has put in my life to help me. Just like Supreme Media. I mean, it wasn't by an accident that they noticed me. So it all happened between God and him. Allow other people that he selected in my life to help me.
I
give him the credit. I give him the praise. And I give the other people who were very nice helping me in my life, keeping me on the right, straight, narrow. encouraging me as well. So if I can be a gift to anyone else, words to express deepness of gratitude and love and joy and peace, then that's what I'm going to do, share my hope with others, because there is hope out here, and there are other people out here who really cares for others. So the world's not that bad. There are nice people out here.
You experience that. You talk about knowing that Jesus is our strength. I have a couple minutes left in the program. When did you realize that? Did that happen suddenly, or was that just something that sort of happened over time, and you realized that that is your strength, and you were able to recover then because of that?
It happened. No, it didn't happen suddenly. It happened as I was going through all my pain, and that's when I realized that God is there with me.
Yes.
And see, sometimes your pain, everybody, well, when you go through pain, it's not always a bad thing. You either going to find God, or you're going to, what do you call it, crumble into it.
Yes.
So me going through all my pain allowed me to find Jesus. And that's where my strength came from.
And that roadmap.
And that's why I'm still standing.
And that roadmap that you use, that guidepost that was there for you, you share in your book, Words from the Heart. I mentioned it's a simple and straightforward book, and I really believe that's why this book has been so impactful. There's not a lot of psychological double talk and things in there that people read and don't fully understand. You really relate to people, don't you?
Yes, yes. Yes, I can do it. Pain, you know, pain hurts. To be in pain, it hurts. And when someone is in pain, they need someone to uplift them, to encourage them, to get them through it. And that's why God uses people to do that. I mean, it's the crisis we are experience right now in life, what's going on in life now.
Well, that's
but in going through all of that, there's still hope.
Well, and you show that, you express that, you've been there. It's not someone who's talking about if you go through these circumstances, it's someone who's saying, I have gone through these circumstances. Here's what I was able to do. I have found compassion. I have found peace. And I now am doing everything I can to help other people. The book is so powerful. It's Words from the Heart. Bernadette Williams is the author and our guest. And very soon she will have another book out there. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. But this is the focus of our conversation today, Words from the Heart. You'll find it the usual places. If you go to Amazon, you can also click Bernadette Williams there. And when the new book is out, you'll get information on that as well. Book available now worldwide thanks to Supreme Media Corporation. Bernadette, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations for all the good work that you're doing, the people that you were touching in a very positive way. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Oh, thank you too. I'm so used to saying Mr. Thank you, Rick Bratton. It sounds better when I say Mr.
No, it makes me sound old, so Rick is fine. In fact, if you want to call me Ricky, I even sound younger, so that's okay. Bernadette, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. I appreciate your honesty, your willingness, your openness to help other people, which is exactly what you're doing in the book Words from the Heart. Again, you'll find it at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
And Walmart. Yes. I believe it's at Walmart, too.
Well, you can find it at Walmart. Literally, wherever books are sold, you can get information
yes.
on the book and order it. We'll have that up on our website. And the book is available now. Her new one will be out very shortly. This is Words from the Heart. Bernadette Williams. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.